It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and joining us this morning, Liz Stahl with the University of Minnesota Extension Office. How are we today?
We're doing good.
It is a busy, busy time. Can we say harvest is officially in full swing?
I think so. Yep, with we've had a good stretch of dry weather here, and crops have reached maturity. Unless you planted something really late, but you see a lot of activity in the fields. There's a lot of soybeans coming out. Seeing some corn coming out as well too. And that's the thing, people like to let the corn dry down as much as it can too, so you don't have to dry it. That's just an added expense. And just a reminder, again, now looking at where we're at in October, we look at our long-term data. When you're like October 6th to the 15th, you can expect that corn to be drying down about 0.25% to 0.5% of moisture per day. And then once we get past October 15th, we might not lose any moisture, or maybe up to about 0.3% of moisture a day on average. And then once we get into November, usually we don't really count on losing much moisture at all in the corn. So again, we've still got some good, the chance to dry down the corn here. Really depends on what the air temperature is, the humidity, wind speed, solar radiation plays a role too, but temperature is a big driving factor. That's why as we get, later on in the season here, we just don't get as much drying of the corn. But yeah, I'm hearing moisture's kind of all over the board, so it really depends where you're at and what your soils were, how much rain you got. A lot of people, that corn is pretty dry already, but still some others, have got a little bit wet in there. They're just letting it dry down a little bit more.
It seems like this year, more than I ever remember before, there is a lot of difference on the fields. One field looks like it's 100% dried and ready to go, and right across the road, it's still green. And it seems like there's been more of that this year.
Yeah, I know. Every year, I always usually say, there's variability out there. But this year, again, I just, with the spotty rains that we've had, and some areas got a lot of rain, other areas didn't hardly get anything. We had such a range in planting dates as well, too. And, of course, you got to throw in maturity of the crop, too, what maturity was planted. So there's a lot of factors going in there. And, of course, when you're looking across the road, you wouldn't expect soil types to vary a lot. But you certainly can have variability, but that plays a role, too. Just a lot of things playing a factor. But I think moisture has been a real big driving factor of the variability that we're seeing out there, too.
So a lot of guys trying to get those few extra days of drying in, but like you said, after the middle of the month, you really don't gain much by waiting another day.
And not on average. You typically don't. We're going to get some warmer temperatures here yet, it looks like, in the next week. But like you say, if we get some colder weather to set in, it's just not, we just don't get that much dry down. And then you worry about too, if you do get a big wind event, what's the stock quality out there? You don't want to have ear droppage, of course, either, and certainly don't want to have that corn blowing down either. So it's a lot of things to balance out. But it's nice to have it dried on as much as you can in the field, but you do got to weigh that out. You want to get that into the combine too. It just can help spread out your harvest load, but don't want to wait too long either in case we do get a big wind event or something like that too. That could kind of wreak havoc in the field.
Right. Now, you mentioned earlier how dry it's been. September, one of the driest months, one of the driest Septembers ever. So officially, are we in a drought?
Yeah, if you look at the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, as most of us had feared, those conditions continue to deteriorate. And, if you look across almost all of southern Minnesota right now, it's just a very southeastern tip is not in any category of drought right now, but the rest of us are at least abnormally dry, if not under a moderate drought, and then there's pockets under a severe drought, too. It's just, like I said, continue to deteriorate. Sure, it gives us a lot of time to get out there in the field, but we need moisture, too. We got to look at next year. Of course, we look at all the plants and trees and everything, too, but, looking at the crop, For next year, we need to have soil recharge as well before, you know, the soils freeze up here. And if you think about, you know, winter trying to make up that deficit, well, 10 inches of snow on average to make 1 inch of precipitation, that's a lot of snow to make up that deficit. So, yeah, hopefully we can get some moisture here. And I'm sure a lot of farmers wouldn't mind a little bit of a break, too. You know, but again, we do need to get the soil recharge for next year. And I was just looking at some data. If you look at April 1st to October 4th off the Minnesota DNR, most of our areas, like either, you know, around 60 to 80% of normal when we look at precipitation levels throughout that time. And certainly the end of the season is just really dry down everywhere.
Those are substantial numbers.
And that's a big difference. Yeah, that sure is, coming off a drought year as well, too. So we just don't have anything in the tank.
Right. Well, and along with the super dry conditions, the risk of fire is on the increase.
Well, that's right, too. And just, again, want to make sure people are, you know, keeping that in mind all the time as we are out there combining and working in the field. You know, residue on the combine, you know, plant residue in there. If it gets an area that's hot, like, say, hot bearings or something like that, too, it can just sit there and smolder, and you can start up a fire. You know, if that combine isn't cleaned off at night and you have it parked in the shed or something like that, or left it out in the field, yeah, you can have a fire start up out there, too. So just really, again, make sure you're taking the time to blow off that or clean off that combine. If you do have a lot of plant material gathered on there, you know, like a leaf blower or air compressor can work really well for that. When you are out in the combine, have a, you know, have that fire extinguisher with you. Always be carrying your cell phone to just in case something would happen. Also, you know, they recommend having a tractor hooked up with a disc in the field. You don't want to have a big field fire startup. We've had years of that happen in the past. And again, field conditions are very dry out there. You know, again, you can start harvesting on that downwind side, too. So if there was a field fire that started, you're not going to set the crop on fire, you know. But, again, so just a lot of things to be aware of, be thinking about. If we do have some days, again, where that temperature gets up there pretty high, that increases that intensity or risk of a you know, having a fire issue. And certainly when we have a lot of wind, too. So again, now it's nice we're in some cooler days, so that can help us out. But yeah, just always be aware, be cautious, and clean things off. Keep your equipment in good shape too, so you're not getting sparks flying out too. That could again start a spark and smoldering, and then all of a sudden you've got a fire started out there.
Very good. Yes, always something to keep in the back of your mind. All right, so now we shift gears. Harvest is done, and people start looking at the field.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, it's time. You know, a lot of people will be thinking about, okay, putting on some fall fertilizer. And, you know, again, just keep in mind more and more research as we've been doing more research on fall applications of nitrogen. Urea is really not the top choice at all. You know, we really recommend, if you're going to put on fall nitrogen, anhydrous ammonia, you know, again, that has a lower risk of loss due to denitrification. Urea, we just got too much risk there. Even in southwestern Minnesota, they're finding more issues with that too. And I know people like to do that, might looking at cost and all that, but you got to ask yourself, why are you putting that nitrogen out there? You want that to be out there for your corn crop. So you don't want to put out something that you're going to lose a lot of or have a higher risk of losing. So keep that in mind. Also, manure, of course, that's a really key source of nutrients as well. Same thing there applies to fall nitrogen as it does with manure. You want to be delaying those applications till those temperatures at that six-inch depth. That's typically where, you know, when you incorporate the manure, it's going to be in that soil, are at 50 degrees or less. Again, the concern there is, you don't want to lose your nitrogen due to denitrification. And, you know, these denitrification inhibitors, they can help us out here in October, you know, to help extend things out. But the thing is, that doesn't release you from that need to be wanting to apply below 50 degrees because, again, that bacteria is just active in the soil, more active when those temperatures go up. And that denitrification, even if you use an inhibitor, is still going to go on with certainly when those temperatures are above 50 degrees. So keep in mind that 50-degree temperature, trying to delay until then. So in manure, or if you're using a commercial source, anhydrous is going to be a better bet, lower risk of loss than, say, urea.
Now, typically that soil temperature, how long until we see that drop below 50?
Well, it always depends on the year here, too. And I would say, because, again, it might drop down a little bit, but then it comes back up during the day. You want it to stabilize below 50 degrees. And even if you might hit it below that, odds are certainly this time of year, it's going to be above that temperature at some point again. You're just going to increase that risk of loss. But, when we get later in October into earlier November, best thing is just, take that soil temperature. They do have, the Minnesota Department of Ag has monitoring sites throughout the state, and you can just check online, just do a search, on the internet and find out where those sources are. Or, people can be, taking their own temperature as well out in their fields. But you want it to stabilize below that 50 degrees before you're out there and applying, much nitrogen.
Is there a point where it's too cold? I mean, as long as there isn't snow on the ground, I would think, but is there a point where you need to get it in before it gets below freezing for 5 inches
or
something?
That's the thing. You've got this window, because then when the soil freezes, then you can't get it out there either. So, we have a really warm fall, and, if things get delayed, then you might have this really small window before the soil freezes. Then, you just can't get it out there when it's frozen either, because you can't get equipment through that either. So you do have that window. Certainly you've got a lower risk of loss, period, if you apply stuff in the spring. But we know how many things are going on in the spring, and we don't know what kind of a window we're going to have for field work. So, of course, I know, I get that. Trying to get that labor load split across the seasons, but yeah, the bottom line is your lowest risk is if you apply it, in the spring, and even side dressing as well, closer to the time when the crop needs it. But, we do typically have, a window where those loss risks are a lot lower, again, if we're watching that temperature once it's low enough where we don't have that big risk of denitrification.
All right. Liz, anything else we need to mention today?
Well, again, if you want to learn more information about that, we just had an article on, manure use and fall applications on our Minnesota Crop News. And you can find those articles and more on our Extension Crops website. It's at z.umn.edu/crops. And again, just look for our newsletter, or you can go onto our different, crops websites, pull up our fertilizer guidelines, different things like that too. Again, if you get a break, here, hopefully we'd get a little rain break here and people could, take a little break and catch up on things too. But looks like it's still going to be dry for some time here as you look at the forecast.
All right. Liz Stahl, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.